Fluency through preparation. Take your dictionary and look up the words that contain the Latin stem flu. The results will be suggestive. At first blush, it would seem that fluency consists of a ready, easy use of words. Not so. The flowing quality of speech is much more, for it is a composite effect, with each of its prior conditions deserving of careful notice. The sources of fluency. Speaking broadly, fluency is almost entirely a matter of preparation. Certainly, native gifts figure largely here, as in every art, but even natural facility is dependent on the very same laws of preparation that hold good for the man of supposedly small native endowment. Let this encourage you if, like Moses, you are prone to complain that you are not a ready speaker. Have you ever stopped to analyze that expression, a ready speaker? Readiness in its prime sense is preparedness, and they are most ready who are best prepared. Quick firing depends more on the alert finger than on the hair trigger. Your fluency will be in direct ratio to two important conditions: your knowledge of what you are going to say, and your being accustomed to telling what you know to an audience. This gives us the second great element of fluency. To preparation must be added the ease that arises from practice, of which more presently. Knowledge is essential. Mr. Bryan is a most fluent speaker when he speaks on political problems, tendencies of the time, and questions of morals. It is to be supposed, however, that he would not be so fluent in speaking on the bird life of the Florida Everglades. Ms. Burroughs might be at her best on this last subject, yet entirely lost in talking about international law. Do not expect to speak fluently on a subject that you know little or nothing about. Ctesiphon boasted that he could speak all day, a sin in itself, on any subject that an audience would suggest. He was banished by the Spartans. But preparation goes beyond the getting of the facts in the case you are to present. It includes also the ability to think and arrange your thoughts, a full and precise vocabulary, an easy manner of speech and breathing, absence of self-consciousness, and the several other characteristics of efficient delivery that have deserved special attention in other parts of this book, rather than in this chapter. Preparation may be either general or specific. Usually, it should be both. A lifetime of reading, of companionship with stirring thoughts, of wrestling with the problems of life. This constitutes a general preparation of inestimable worth. Out of a well-stored mind and, richer still, a broad experience and, best of all, a warmly sympathetic heart, the speaker will have to draw much material that no immediate study could provide. General preparation consists of all that a man has put into himself, all that heredity and environment have instilled into him, and that other rich source of preparedness for speech, the friendship of wise companions. When Schiller returned home after a visit, a friend remarked, "I am amazed by the progress Schiller can make within a single fortnight." It was the progressive influence of a new friendship. Proper friendships form one of the best means for the formation of ideas and ideals, for they enable one to practice in giving expression to thought. The speaker who would speak fluently before an audience should learn to speak fluently and entertainingly with a friend. Clarify your ideas by putting them in words. The talker gains as much from his conversation as the listener. You sometimes begin to converse on a subject, thinking you have very little to say, but one idea gives birth to another, and you are surprised to learn that the more you give, the more you have to give. This give and take of friendly conversation develops mentality and fluency in expression. Longfellow said, "A single conversation across the table with a wise man is better than 10 years' study of books." And Holmes, whimsically, yet nonetheless truthfully, declared that half the time he talked to find out what he thought. But that method must not be applied on the platform.